So this brings us to the end of this section. I appreciate it's been a little bit unconventional, a little bit different, and it's not like I've just shared with you a five-step process that you can follow to go and build yourself a super successful business. That's not the purpose of this course. The purpose of this course is to give you and present you with all of the insights and understandings that you need to develop your competency as a life coach. All right, now obviously there are further trainings that you can go on to study and work your way through if you haven't had enough of me to this point, but this purpose of this section is just to give you a really broad overview of what it is that you want to be thinking about and understanding. If you yourself want to become a bit more entrepreneurial in your future endeavors, or if you want to work with entrepreneurs, business people, executives, or CEOs, I've given you now a few frameworks you can start putting into practice right away. But the reason why I've built this section into the end of the course is because until you have mastered yourself, all right, until you are first and foremost fully aware of yourself and managing yourself effectively and self-regulating and all these sorts of things, you're going to find it very, very difficult to influence or manage other people. And this section of the course is pretty much mainly geared towards effectively managing other people. So the last idea I really want to impress upon you, and I'm terribly sorry if I'm seeming and sounding a little bit repetitive here, but regardless of what you do, what you go on to commit to next is your call, all right? But I'm going to strongly urge you to consider the fact that your days are numbered, all right? Don't just create a job for yourself. Don't commit the rest of your life to doing a job that you're not passionate about, trying to make money, because you only get the opportunity to live life once, as far as we are aware, all right? The scientists are yet to prove that statement to be untrue. Don't build a business just to make money, all right? Otherwise, you're going to become a wage slave, a slave to making money. You're going to be operating from one of these two mindsets: not enough, or, you know, I want it all. And to be honest with you, whether you are striving just to have enough or whether you're striving for absolutely everything, you're just as much of a slave. Why not step out of the slave mindset, the slave mentality, and instead commit to a lifestyle of doing that which you love? There's a pretty good reason. In fact, I'm 99.9% convinced that the reason you're still watching right now is because you are passionate about making a positive difference in the lives of other people or in the world in some way. So just get started. Throughout this section of the course, I've shared with you some very, very practical tools. If you genuinely do want to take these ideas a little bit further, well, you've got the Ecology community. It's entirely up to you whether you join or not, or go and get yourself a coach, go and find yourself a mentor, but don't try and do it all by yourself. You don't have to, all right? Don't just build a business to make money. Build a business to make an impact. First and foremost, you've got to get clear on the vision that you have for the impact that you actually want to go on to make. And if you want to get clear on the impact that you go on to make, look at how it is that you yourself have been impacted by something that you've overcome at some point in the past. I'm not saying that this is going to become your primary, core, only, sole offering moving forward, but what I am saying is going to give you a pretty meaningful starting point. Right, when our goal in life isn't just about, you know, helping ourselves to get from where we're at to where we want to be, and it actually becomes more about helping other people to get a result instead, life becomes far more meaningful, far more rewarding. And yeah, it's not all about the money, but in time, as we grow in competency and in effectiveness, the money will just find its way to us. All right, so regardless of what you do, whether you go into share and practice that which I've taught in this section or whether you don't, doesn't really matter, all right? If you're going to be a business practitioner, a life coach, or just a better mum or a better dad or a better manager, a better leader, a better business person, whatever, doesn't matter. Commit to a lifestyle of always delivering more than what other people expect, right? This is the principle of the harvest. What we give out, we always have this funny way of getting back in return in some way, which is often magnified and multiplied. So a wise man once said that. I don't know who that wise man was, but I'm more than happy to definitely validate this idea. So listen, this brings us to the end of the business development entrepreneurial section. I haven't taught you and shared with you how to go and build a business, but that's not the purpose of this section. It was just to share with you some foundational principles that if you want to, you can actually go and start building upon right away.